Hello, tech enthusiasts. You're tuned into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital world and pull out the juiciest bits of tech news for you. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we've got quite the saga to unpack. It's about OpenAI's Sora, the AI video generation project that, well, crashed and burned spectacularly.
Oh, it did, Jamie. Imagine spending a whopping $15 million per day and only making back a fraction of that. We're talking a loss so big, it could fund a small country.
That's some expensive video clips. So Alex, break it down for me. Why is shutting down Sora such a big deal?
Well, Jamie, OpenAI initially launched Sora with huge fanfare. It was this shiny new app that could create photorealistic video from just text prompts. Sounds cool, right?
Super cool. But I guess the cool factor didn't pay the bills.
Exactly. Despite the tech prowess, the economics were, let's just say, less than stellar. They were burning through cash faster than a rocket on launch day. Each 10-second video clip cost about $1.30 to generate, but with millions of users, those costs escalated quickly.
Ouch! And I heard there was something with Disney that didn't go as planned.
Right on the money. Disney was supposed to invest $1 billion into this venture. They wanted to use Sora for creating videos with their characters. Imagine making your own mini-movie with Marvel heroes.
That would have been epic.
It would have, but the deal fell through when the economics of Sora didn't work out. No money ever changed hands, and the partnership evaporated like morning mist.
So what went wrong? Were they just burning money for fun?
Not exactly for fun, Jamie, but they underestimated a crucial aspect, cost efficiency. While competitors like Runway and Kling were laser-focused on keeping costs down from the get-go, OpenAI's Sora was more like a proof of concept that skipped the step of being economically viable.
Got it. So they built a Ferrari when maybe a solid Toyota would have done?
Perfect analogy. Now, despite the shutdown, it's not all doom and gloom. The tech behind Sora is being pivoted towards world simulation for robotics, where there's less cost pressure and potentially higher value.
Always a silver lining with you, Alex. So what's the takeaway for all the tech heads listening?
The big lesson here is about inference economics. You can build the most advanced AI, but if the cost to run it is sky high, it's going to be tough to make it sustainable. Also, viral demos are cool, but they don't always translate into a product people will pay for daily.
Wise words. And for anyone using Sora or planning to, what should they do now?
Great question. There are alternatives like Runway for professional quality, Kling for cost efficiency, and Google's VO3 for top-notch realism. They all have their strengths, depending on what you need.
Thanks for the insights, Alex. It's like picking the right tool for the right job, huh?
Exactly, Jamie. And with that, we've got to wrap up today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure to join us next time for more tech deep dives and nerdy discussions.
Don't forget to hit subscribe and drop us a review if you loved the show. Catch you next time.